Yeah, Kirk. I'm sorry, Fred Hammond here on Sounds of Praise and Unconditional from the album Deliverance. That's the first album that he produced after he left the group commissioned. And it's 6 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. If your clock is still saying 5 a.m., you didn't set it ahead an hour at 2 o'clock when we all went to, what's it, daylight saving time? Or I forget which is which. We went to standard time or whatever. Anyway, it's 6 a.m., not 5 a.m. If you want to be in tune with everybody else, you got to set your clock ahead 1 hour. And I'm going to mention it at 7 o'clock and at 8 o'clock as well for those of you who may be joining the program at that time. So, therefore, because I'm concerned that you get to church on time and if you have to go to work or whatever else you have planned for today, that you'll be in tune with everybody else. 1 minute past the hour of 6 a.m. here on at WMFO in Medford. And I don't think I mentioned our phone number is 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. We are taking music requests and dedications today, and because I think, well, I didn't bring all the music now that I think about it, because there's some music I played and I just filed away in the previous two programs. But anyway, if you have a request or a dedication that Fred Hammond or Kirk Franklin produced, we'll do our best to get it on the air for you. And we have a two-for-one policy. If you call in today and we don't have it, when we get our hands on it, we'll play it for you at 6 a.m., at 7 a.m., and before we go off the air at 8 a.m. Our policy here at Sounds of Praise, if you can make the effort to call so early in the morning, we're going to make every effort to get the music that you want to hear on the air. Because if it's a blessing to you, it's undoubtedly going to be a blessing to someone else. And I don't know about anybody else, but I want to be blessed as much as I possibly can by God. Amen. 2 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. Also want to remind you that 617-627-3800 is the number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. If God's done something in your life or in the life of someone else in answer to prayer, or even if you haven't prayed about it, God says he pours out his benefits and his blessings upon the just and the unjust. And he does good things for those who aren't even concerned about him, that it might lead them to repentance. And so, therefore, if you receive something from God's hand and it was a surprise or an answer to prayer, give us a call. We'd like to know about it so we can praise God with you for what he has done. Or if you have a need and you'd like us to pray about it, also give us a call. We'll do our best and bring it before God's throne sometime around 7:15 and trust God to work in your behalf. And I invite many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise reports before God's throne. But don't wait till 7:15, because then I'll be really busy trying to write everything down so you can call in right away, so I can get all that information. And when prayer time and praise time comes, we'll be ready to go. The number again, 617-627-3800 for music requests, dedications, prayer requests, or praise reports. Okay, 4 minutes past the hour of 6 a.m. Continuing with more great gospel music, Kirk Franklin teaming up with the evangelist Shirley Caesar and the family. And this is Caught Up here on Sounds of Praise.
Take it away.
Hope to meet him.
Can't wait.
Can't wait to see him. When he cracks the sky.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Can't wait to hold him. By his touch.
I don't know about you, but I'm not going.
My way, and with all my gratitude, I lift my hands and worship you. all this love from my heart to your ears. I just wanna say you're the best thing that happened to me. You took my broken heart and held it in your hand. Your healing touch was there to show me that you care. Don't need to live again. And with all my gratitude, I lift my hands and worship. I just wanna say you're the best thing that happened to me. I'm here with you. Where I wanna be, it's clear to see you're the best thing that happened to me. You gave your life just to rescue me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's clear to see you're the best thing.
Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. And see if I can stop that humming in the background. And next Sunday is Palm Sunday. And maybe I'll give my testimony about how I became a believer in Jesus Christ on in next Sunday's program. Because it happened on in Palm Sunday. happened on a Palm Sunday way back in 1958. Yeah. God not only saves, but he keeps and he satisfies. Yeah, you do the math on that one. But it was an extraordinary situation in my life, and maybe, if he says so, I'll share it on the program. I've done it in past years, but I didn't do it last year for whatever reason. But we try to be led by the Spirit, and I'll see if he allows me to do that, share it with you. He may have something much, much better than that. But as far as I'm concerned, my salvation experience on Palm Sunday, 1958, was the best thing that ever happened to me. And Sounds of Praise is on the air and on the internet so that that great thing can happen in your life if you've never received him as personal Lord and Savior. We want you to progress beyond religion or beyond unbelief to the great salvation gift of Almighty God. Not only do we want it to happen, but God wants it to happen. That's why Jesus came. That's why he lived that perfect life that we could not live. That's why he died that sacrificial death that we could not die in payment for our sin. And because he was the sinless Christ, he is the sinless Christ, the Father was able to raise him from death on the third day, Resurrection Sunday, coming up in 2 weeks. And so I got to confess, I have not begun to put together those programs. I've been involved with a whole lot of other things, and other things are coming up. But anyway, we're praying that God's going to make the way, open the door, and allow us to be able to put together the programs that he wants for Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday. Coming up next, Kirk Franklin teaming up with Donnie McClurkin and James Henderson along with New Nation. And Kirk's produced a lot of great music. This has to be up there, in my estimation, as one of my favorites. This is called Smile Again here on Sounds of Praise.
Mercy on me.
Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. It is 53 degrees outside our studio right now. A decent day with sunshine and patchy clouds are ahead, a bit cooler than yesterday. Clouds will increase at night due to a storm system approaching from the south. A high today 53 to 58 degrees, a low tonight 36 to 41 degrees. And on Monday, the day will be much chillier as a slow-moving storm arrives, keeping it cloudy with rain moving in during the afternoon, lasting into the night. With a high on Monday 42 to 47 degrees, a low Monday night 39 to 44 degrees. On Tuesday, the slow-moving storm will bring a soaking rain to the region. It will also pull in some milder air out of the south during the day. A high on Tuesday, 51 to 56 degrees. A low Tuesday night, 42 to 47 degrees. And on Wednesday, with partial sun, mild air still in place, the day looks to be decent. However, a cold front will move through with some rain at night, with a high on Wednesday 53 to 58 degrees, a low Wednesday night 42 to 47 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I will certainly pass it right along to you. 6:26 of the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown on this Sunday, March the 13th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Our phone number here in the studio, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Music requests, dedications, prayer requests, praise reports, plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to the phone with your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the requests and the praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 617-627-3800. And if you wish, you can maintain your anonymity. Just give us a first name, a last name, an initial. That's sufficient for God. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. And most importantly, He has exactly what you need, and He'll provide it exactly when you need it as you reach out to Him in faithful prayer. You may say, well, I'm not very faithful. Yes, you are. Don't give me that. God's given to every person the measure of faith. Now, that faith can grow by hearing the Word of God. That faith can grow because God gives you the gift of faith. That faith can grow because you have the fruit of faith. And there are other ways that God allows your faith to increase, through personal witness of what He's doing in your life, what He's done in somebody else's life. You see God work a miracle in your life, that should increase your faith. And so, therefore, we can focus on the negative if you want to, but that's not going to get you anywhere except defeat. But if you will focus on the in faith on that which God has already done in your life and is doing in your life, that will increase your faith to take you through the present tests, the present trials that you're going through. Fred Hammond coming up next here on Sounds of Praise with It's Only the Comforter. And 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus Christ is Pentecost Sunday. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have this song in that program. Maybe it might be the title song. I'm not really sure. Haven't gone that far ahead, especially since I just confessed I haven't done any work yet on my Palm Sunday and Resurrection Sunday programs. 50 days from 2 weeks from now. I know I haven't begun to do anything on that as yet either. So it's a lot for you to pray for me about. But anyway, here's Fred, and he's going to talk about that first Pentecost Sunday, and it's only the Comforter here on Sounds of Praise.
Yeah. gathered in a crowded room, trying to figure out just how it will go down. 120 waited for the promise that he gave the day he stepped up on that cloud. Drama and my stress. Then something inside begins to shake, driving my darkness far away. Then suddenly there's peace as he gently speaks to me. I hear him say,
me, in me, in me, in me, not just about a lack of money. It's about a lack of choices, of chances, of options and opportunities. It's about watching your children go hungry. It's about praying no one gets sick. It's about where you can't live and what you can't wear and what you can't enjoy, and rising in the morning and wondering if the misery and heartache that tore at you yesterday will come again today. It's about one out of every six children in America daring not to dream. It's about one out of every 11 families hoping against hope. It's about more than 31 million Americans struggling to survive. It's about the state of poverty in America today. And it's not just about money. It's about us and our future. Poverty, America's forgotten state. For more information, visit www.povertyusa.org. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
And also brought to you by our friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 6:36 is the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor, teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, March 13th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we are bringing you part three of a three-part series featuring the music of Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammond, and Friends. And on this last set, we heard Fred Hammond with Unconditional, followed by Kirk Franklin and evangelist Shirley Caesar and the family with Caught Up, Fred Hammond with The Best Thing That Ever Happened, and then Kirk Franklin teamed up with Pastor Donnie McClurkin, James Henderson, and New Nation with Smile Again. And we conclude the set with Fred and Is Only the Comforter. 6:37, the Sounds of Praise time. And our phone number for music requests, dedications, prayer requests, praise reports, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. And we just heard a public service announcement about poverty in the United States and how we can help to alleviate the poverty that so many people, millions of children especially, are going through, facing each and every day. That's why God has blessed us with enough for ourselves and some to share with others. And that's how He uses individuals to supply the needs of others. Kirk Franklin, and He Will Supply. Here on Sounds of Praise.
Say, He will supply. Oh, Lord Jesus, child.
Oh, Jesus.
Make it personal to him. Tell him.
My Jesus.
Make it even closer.
Sweet Jesus.
When everyone says no, we say
yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, oh, Jesus said that he will supply.
Bless your name. Not your greeds, but your needs, he will. He'll do it. I know he will. You see, you gotta seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness.
God's not like old Mother Hubbard who went to the cupboard and couldn't find a bone for her poor dog. God says he will supply all our need. As Kurt said, he doesn't say he will supply our greed. He'll supply all our need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus the Lord. 6:43 here on Sounds of Praise. We're featuring the music of Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammond, and Friends, and this is Fred teaming up with Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister, and the song is I'm Reminded. We've got a ton of music to play here on Sounds of Praise, and a ton of music that we're not going to get to. But that sound is so nice, I'm going to play that one twice. I'm going to send that one out to Michelle of Medford. She's facing some difficulties today and tomorrow. But we're praying that God's going to minister in her behalf. And also some friends that I met at Mount Auburn Hospital who live in Malden and who are regular listeners to the program. I chastise them a little bit because they never call in. But anyway, this one is for you. You're listening out there in Malden? I am reminded by Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister here on Sounds of Praise. This one's for you. Enjoy and be blessed.
But we find the victory in your word, and our heart can smile again. And
I'm reminded how much you give me. I'm reminded how much you've done for me, oh Lord. We'll be just what you've done.
I guess I should also include Monica and Diana, and there's so many others out there. But this one is for you as well. Be blessed.
Your redeeming love, and it's your rest.
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world, with the very best in gospel music and the clear message, salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're tuned to the Sunday, March 13th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring part three of a three-part series featuring the music of Kirk Franklin, Fred Hammond, and friends. And I pray that you're being blessed as much as I am, perhaps even more, because that's the kind of God that we serve. Okay, let's continue. Kirk Franklin coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, But the Blood.
Born alone and left to die, rejected, often criticized, hid behind the childhood lies. Everything has changed since the blood, since the blood. Sense the blood, all the blood. Born alone and left to die, rejected, often criticized, hid behind the childhood lies. Everything has changed since the blood.
Fallen on us.
Sense the blood. Sense the blood.
It set you for us.
Sense the blood.
Who can be against us?
Hopeless, falling from the air, reaching but no hand is there. Screaming quiet, no one cares. I might as well have died. But the blood.
Falling on us.
But the blood. But the blood.
It set you for us.
Oh, the blood.
Who can be against us?
Oh. Hallelujah.